Understanding Wolfram Syndrome, a short guide. What is Wolfram Syndrome? Wolfram Syndrome is a rare genetic condition that affects just under 100 people in the UK. This means that many doctors will be unaware of it. What are the characteristics? One characteristic is diabetes mellitus, which needs insulin. This affects almost all people by 16 years of age. Symptoms include being very thirsty, passing urine often, and weight loss. Average age of onset is before the age of 16. Another characteristic is diabetes insipidus. Symptoms include being very thirsty and passing urine often. Average age of onset is usually in teenage years. Does not affect everyone. Another characteristic is loss of vision, called optic atrophy. Symptoms include difficulty seeing in the classroom, problems distinguishing colours, and everything looking grey. Average age of onset is before the age of 16. This affects almost all people. Another characteristic is loss of hearing or deafness. Symptoms are problems hearing in a crowded room. Average age of onset, usually in teenage years. This does not affect everybody. Another characteristic is problems with the bladder. Symptoms are loss of control with bladder and may wet the bed at night. Can affect some people, but not all. Another characteristic is problems with the nervous system, the brain, spinal cord, and nerves. Symptoms include balance problems, jerking of muscles, depression, difficulties with swallowing or choking. Can affect different ages, but not everybody. Not all of the characteristics or symptoms are seen in people with Wolfram syndrome. Each one can also vary, and each individual with the condition can be affected differently. Loss of vision, optic atrophy, and insulin-dependent diabetes that developed in childhood always needs further investigation for Wolfram syndrome. What causes it? Our bodies are made up of millions of cells, and most cells contain sets of genes. Genes are similar to instructions and control how our bodies work. We inherit genes from both our mother and father. Parents of a child with Wolfram syndrome usually have one normal copy of a gene called Wolframin, also called WSF1, and one changed copy of the gene. Both parents usually pass on one copy of the changed gene each for a child to be affected. It is no one's fault. It is not because the mother ate the wrong things in pregnancy or anything like that. Treatment. There is no cure for Wolfram syndrome, but treatments can help improve the symptoms. Diabetes mellitus can be controlled with insulin injections, and diabetes insipidus can be controlled with medication. Visual and hearing problems may be improved with glasses and hearing aids. Clinical trials have started, which are hoped may slow or halt the progression of Wolfram syndrome. What support is available? Wolfram syndrome clinics. If you suspect your child or an adult that you know may have Wolfram syndrome, ask your doctor to make a referral to either the Children's Clinic at Birmingham Children's Hospital or the Adult Clinic at Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Birmingham. By attending these clinics, families and individuals can get advice on the best treatments available, as well as support and information. The Children's Clinic is led by Professor Barrett. For further information, call 0121 333 9269. The Adult Clinic is led by Dr. Wright. For further information, call 0121 371 6879. Wolfram Syndrome UK Support Group. Wolfram Syndrome UK is a national charity that was set up by parents Tracy and Paul Lynch after their daughter was diagnosed with Wolfram syndrome. They provide support to individuals and their families affected by Wolfram syndrome. try to raise awareness amongst doctors and fund research and the annual family conference. For further information, call 01903 211358. Email admin@wolframsyndrome.co.uk or visit www.wolframsyndrome.co.uk.